Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bridget of Sweden. She was the daughter of wealthy royal parents, and from them she inherited a great love of the Passion of our Lord, even from early childhood. She would meditate on our Lord's suffering. Her father consecrated every Friday as a day of penance. And from the age of seven, she was favored with visions and revelations from our Lord through her meditation on his sufferings. And in obedience to her father, she was married to Prince Ulfo of Sweden at the age of 16, by whom she had 8 children. And the youngest of those children we know is St. Catherine of Sweden. Later on, this holy couple took a vow of chastity. They made a pilgrimage to Compostela in Galicia, and on the return to Sweden, Ulfo, with his wife's consent, entered a Cistercian monastery, and he died shortly thereafter in the odor of sanctity. In 1344, St. Bridget built the great monastery of Wastein, which became the mother house of a new community, the Order of the Most Holy Trinity, which today we know as the Brigantine nuns. And St. Bridget made a pilgrimage to Rome, and there she died in 1370, and she was canonized just 21 years later. So let us follow her example and meditate frequently on the sufferings of our Lord. All the saints encourage us to do this if we wish to overcome our sins. There are so many lessons to be learned from our Lord's suffering. His patience, his compassion, his great love for us. And when we meditate frequently on these sufferings, we cannot help but want to in some small way return this love that our Lord has for us.